Rishus Knei Chabura. We are Simen Shin Lamarov, middle of Sif Gimel. That means Simen Shin Lamarov start off the Sugya of Kreitzer. If Sif Gimel gets involved in the Sugya of Kreitzer with any Miskavin, the person who walks on top of grass, that Kavon is Oikha the grass. Therefore, intertwined with that is the idea when a person wants to eat in a garden, and any Miskavin, he waters the garden, and the idea of Malacha Zeraya. So today I'd like to focus on the Malacha of Zeraya. We have mentioned that Ayin Gimel, the first Lam Tes Malachas is Zeraya, and the second one is Chayush. You might have a question, I have heard the correct thing to go do first is Chayush and then Zeraya. The Gemara answers, Tonberi Tzolkai, and therefore, since the ground is very hard, explains Rashi, therefore the Abdu Chavisha, after the act of Zeraya, explains the Minchas Chinuch, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they did two acts of Chavisha. They first did a Chavisha, then they put the seed inside, then they did the Chavisha afterwards. Therefore, when you count the Lamed Tes Malachas, which one is the first one? The Rambam, when he counts it in Perek Zayin, he says first Chavisha and then Zeraya. And that's the Metzias over here. That's the Minchas Chinuch, and he goes on his Mitzvah Lamed Beis, Asad HaSheni, all this quote, the Chayadon, Losh in the Mishnah. Mishnah says first Zeraya and then Chavish. So this is Shalom on the Svarim, which one to practically count first when they write over in their Svarim, which one of the Lamed Tes Malachas is the first one. Now, to get the Malacha of Zeraya, the first question is, what is the definition of the Malacha? Is the Malacha planting, or is the Malacha growing? Meaning, planting, you put a seed into the ground. Is that enough, the Mechayev? Well, no, something has to be, a second thing has to all start growing, take root, start sprouting. They have to have a second aspect of this Malacha. What is the Malacha, planting or growing? Lamashal. We have the Malacha of Bishul, of cooking. Person puts food on the fire, and then after it gets cooked over here, do you need the act of getting cooked to be part of the chiv of bishul? So Gemara says in Daftal and Shabbos, the person who puts food on the fire, the loch is going to pass in simin rishon and dalad. If it did not get cooked, the loch is not over the iser. You will not get skila. You won't be even iser deraisa. And therefore, a person puts food on the fire on Shabbos, what to go do? Says Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim, take the food off the fire. Otherwise, you lead to an Isser. You save yourself from the Isser taking the food off the fire. So it's very clear the act of Bishul is not the act of putting it on. The act is you have to have it cooked. If it's not cooked, it's a chesaron in the Malacha. That's Aleph. A second thing the Mavucha built upon this idea of Bishul, that cooking is part of the Malacha, is that a tznai in the Malacha? Or is that a chelik of the Malacha? Meaning, let's say the person does it at the end of Shabbos, put food on the fire, right before Shkia, or right before Tzeis, or Ben Tam, any Zman you have, gets cooked much of Shabbos. Is he said over here, the pool he did on Shabbos, and he got cooked on much Shabbos, is that tonight you have to get it cooked? But the tonight can happen even on much Shabbos. And therefore the Shash in the Mishnah of Ayin Gimel says, if it happened on much Shabbos, so what? Yechayim, the pool was done on Shabbos. The Yavis goes this way, the Masham, the Svasemis, the Rokot Shavu, they want to tie it to Tznai, even though it happened on much Shabbos, but the pool was done on Shabbos. But no, is that a chelik of the Malacha? And the Malacha is Bishul. You have to do the Malacha on Shabbos. And then we'll see the Malacha Tanis and the Prima Godim, but happens on Moshe Shabbos, that's not a Malacha. And then if you do it right before the Shabbos, it goes to after Shabbos, to the Milchus Chinuch, and Letal, to Ledov, and others, the Maaseh is not Nichol Negeta doing a Bishul on Shabbos. So in the Negeta Bishul, we have two questions. Number one is very simple. Bishul is the Malacha. Putting on the fire is not the Malacha. And then if you put it on, take it off. And number two, even though that is the Malacha, is that a Tznai in the Malacha or Chelik in the Malacha? Take that now to Zeraya. The act of putting seeds is very clear in the act of putting seeds in the ground, even though it did not take root on Shabbos, Malacha is a Vadi Chayim. We can see the Malacha in Sif Dalet, that takes 3 days to get root. Best thing, look it up with the Malacha in your day and see if it rates out of Gimel, rates out of Dalet. Make your Paschim takes 2 weeks to take root. Start growing. Therefore, we see clear the loch is, and even though the pula will happen later on, but the loch over is, once you do the act on Shabbos, that's very simple, not like Bishul. Maybe like Bishul, depends on what sheet you're going with. But however, the first question over here, what defines the malacha? That means, let's say a person puts a seed in the ground, it does not take root. Never. What happens in that situation? Is the pula planting? Or is the act of the Malacha growing? And if the growing does not happen, not chayim for it. So coming to Rishash and Daf Ayin Gimel, and he wants to compare to the sugya of Bishul, just like he wants to tie in the melacha by Bishul is cooking, by the act of Zerei it's growing. You put seeds in the ground, a couple days later you take them out, they don't take root, loch is in the maishi not chai for it. Asad HaShani, M'chaz Chinuch, Tver Sol, there you want to tie in the melacha is planting, putting the seeds into the ground. The Yivu Tver Sol says whether you took out the seeds, or said in M'chaz Chinuch, whether the seeds stam didn't take root, for whatever reason over here, then one tiny the mloch is planting. Therefore, the most pashkim, Minchas Yaakov, Eglital, the Afikiyam, they go like this malach, the mloch is planting. There's a drop in between malach, that let's say a person puts in the ground, not that he took it out, but when he put it in, he plans to take it out. That means he didn't do an act of planting, and then he changed his mind. He did an act of planting, and at the moment he planned to take it out. So you say in that case, maybe over there, even those who are machmer, maybe they might say, since it needs in the pulo he put in to take root, that's part of what it is, he will never can take root. That kamung, even the machmim that are going to argue this point, the kamung, the minchas chinuch, he said you plant, you take it out, it's very simple, it's like building a house and destroying a house. When I build a house, I have to destroy it. Fine, you dimlach of boino, dimlach of seiser. So you put the seeds in the ground and plant, take it out, you dimlach of zereya, you stop the zereya over here. The Eglital says, the best we look at what I've run by us seems to say, if I cared. If you had dasa take it out, that be'etzim is a chesed in the melach when you planted it itself. So Maisa, it comes out, and again to Zereya, the Maisa, we see 2 points. Number one, the pula does not have to happen on Shabbos. But number two, it's a sophic, is that it's neither the melach or not. Bishul, we see if I cared. Bishul, we see the melach is, it's poshed, it's night in the melach. And self has to be done on Shabbos. Two opposites. Now they do discuss this negate to other malachas. For example, Netil Shishamo, you have fish in the fish tank, you take it out to the end of Shabbos. It dies Motzei Shabbos. Are you chayif for that? So Shalom on the Shorim, what exactly is the malach? What are you chayif for? The Ritzvi wants Taino, and it happened on Motzei Shabbos. Sitting in the pool on Shabbos, you're chayif, Chalkas Yoyev. Atzal HaSheni, Vayavom, Chem Nisrael wants to argue. Same thing you start clearing by Kivoy. We discussed way last month, you take Shemin out from where the wick is, that's Nichli get up Kivoy according to Rosh Chayiv. You took the Shemin out, it caused to go out earlier Motzei Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos. Are you Chayiv or not? What's the Machalik Smog Barakorinim? So Hashem says, taking out the Shemin enough to be Chayiv Hakas Yoyim. Zashin, Egre Talibar and Kotler. Mais Negev to us, it comes out clear by Zerea, the Lochit does not have to happen on Shabbos. Just machleik says, what is the melacha, planting or growing? If you want, with Simcha Bonim, and he discusses this in his parak as well. In the Ora Hey, he gets involved with all the Ma'amar Kermis why it's planting. In the Ora Vav, he gets involved with all the Ma'amar Kermis why Nichol and Gemara, the sugya of growing over here, two different signs. At the end of the day, what do you go through? You have two signs. So it's very simple. Koshish for Shabbos, Yichoshish for both. Meaning very simple. Don't plant it on Shabbos, even though there's no way taking root over here. But if you do plant it, take it out. Say something to the Raisa. That means there are two sides of here. Is a big mavucha among the chayim over here. Lamaisa, take it out. So that's one aspect to find the melacha of Zerea. Is it planting or growing? The second thing is, the person, when he puts seeds in the ground, he waters the ground. Needs to grow over here. What melacha exactly is watering the ground over here? That means you have offer, you have seeds, and you have water. Offer usually is chayush. Bring the seeds, is Zerea. Water is which one? Is it like offer the category of chayush? Or is it Zerea? We have seeds in the ground. So the Gemara, more caught in that base of the base, because I'm a chalik, I'm worrying this question. When a person waters the ground, what is it? Rabbi says it's chayush. Mashenki, the beast says, Nichol get of Zerea. Why is it chayush? Says Rabbi, because you're softening the ground. Says Rabbi Yosi, why is it Zerea? He's causing it to sprout over here. Says Abaya, each one has a kasha. Bik, it's both, it's Zerea and Chayush when you water the ground. What's the yisoid of the machlekes? Says Taisvius and the Urzura. Then one time we had a sugya in the Menachas Daf Samach Dalet. Over there we discussed, do you go boss a maiso or boss a machshava? That means a person, when he throws a net into the sea, tries to capture fish. The Gemara says they capture a tunic. His kavana was for a melacha, the rice of Seidah. The pula was the act of a chai behem. That means machshava was to do deraisa. I chayif machshava. Or at the end of the day, you say the bull at the end of the day, the maisu is because nefesh b'chayif b'hem. The gemara is machloikis. Rabbi says go boss on maisa, and Rabbi says go boss on machshava. Says the Ozura, the Shitasai. Rabbi says, you go, Basar, a person over here, Maisel, and they, it softens the ground over here. Therefore, it's Nechle Gedem Chayush. Rabbi says, go after your Kavanah. Therefore, you want over here to go grow. Therefore, you go, look up Yasi, says the Moch over here is Zeraya. Therefore, come on the Ozura and says, how do we pass in Rabbi versus Rabbi? We pass like Rabbi, Basar Machshava, and therefore, we're going to say the Loch is the only over the Issue of Zeraya. Point to Ravaz and Shuva in Chelik Zayin. He says, as we go to the Ozrua, the Rambam does not work out. The Shita said this way: the Rambam paskins go bossa maisa like Rabba, yet it paskins like a Yosi. The loch is you chayv him until the sugya of Zeraya. So maisa, we have one malach among Rishonim. It depends upon the idea of boss machshava or boss maisa. How do we paskin? The Rambam, the Ozrua, the Rashba, they all three paskin. The loch is even is of Zeraya. That's the pull they're doing over here. You're coming to make it grow. Asada Shani, come on the charity and points out, two of those are passing like a B.A.C. But it brings down the smag, the great smag means passing like a bayo. And that's him, it's the Ram Shito, it's a smag Shito, the old Mayot, they pass like a bayo. That what do you over? Both. You have a Sai Zerea and Sai Chorish. Laloch Lamaiso, Ramachoyt among the Shainim, Hanago Paskin. So the El Rabba and the Kitzer, they pass like the Rabba and the Rajbo, you only over the Issa Zerea. The Maaseh Mishibur says Yesh Lazar Bichosh V'Boshit is over here, like the Magavrom, the Goyin, and the Graz Yechayu Sai Zerayah and Sai Chayush. What's the Nafkemino? If you what Malach Chay for a valid word, something you're even the Deraisa. Are you even the Deraisa of Zerayah or Chayush? Says the Ozrua, the Nafkemino is very simple. If you water something, then there are no seeds there. So as Zerayah is not causing anything to grow, as Chayush you're softening the ground over here. It's helping the place have an option to make things be grown over there. Therefore, if you water something that have no seeds, are you even Isser? Just or Ozerua depends how you paskin. If you say the Isser is not Zeraya, the Maestro be Motor, and then we paskin is no Isser. Says Shartin, but I'm Chishva Bayo, Yesh Lizor, be very careful, Lochis, to also not to water things where there are no seeds. It's not a of Chorish. Therefore, we're Chishva both. People cannot water ground that has the te'elis of chavisha. I come, there are no seeds inside. But let's say, which I think you need to, it's not a place, it's not even for Zeria, and not for chavisha. A place that the mice is not coming to make a ticket in the ground, it's not chavisha. We saw the Gemara that said that I ain't gonna base in a house, make a hole in the ground. No ticket in chavisha, it's only asked inside the Sugya Baino. So if there is no ticket inside the chavisha, speaks out the Chodesh Nishmir Shabbos. Everyone agrees. If there's a mokum, it's not aiming for Zerayah. There are no seeds there. It's not aiming for Chavisha. There's no Isser. Because you know Isser there. There's no ticking in the karka. Not storming the ground to help things grow. You know seeds to make things grow there. Not even anything. Way you take it a step further, says the Chodoshani, let's say the ground is saturated already. It just rained. And you're going to put more water there. You're doing nothing. No Chavisha. Not Zerayah. Therefore, says the Paiskim, you're not leaving anything either, because you're not having any te'elis, not Zerayah, not Chayush. I mean, there's two warring things. You have Zerayah and Chayusha, but it has to be either Zerayah, a ticking to make things grow, or Chayusha, a ticking in the karko, to help things in the future. But neither one, you're not leaving this earth. Apizeh, come on the Paiskim, discuss, to be a little bit practical, more in Chutzlaritz, when a person has their sukkah, a lot of times it's in the backyard, it's the top of the ground over there, and a karko over there. And in Chutz La'aretz, it can rain and does rain. Over here, very rarely. So what do people do? They put the shlak down. Now come Lung Yontif, stops raining, especially the first night. You have to open up the shlak. When you open up, there's rain on top. Goes up, the rain goes down, and it's the ground. It's the dirt over here. So come Lung Numus Farm discuss, why is it motor? Is it motor for the person to open up the roof of their sukkah on top of the ground where what is the ground? You have Bayav, the Sugya being Mashko, the idea of warding the ground. And this is the right, says Rebbe Chayush. So, first, when the Issa is to Moshe is very simple. There's no Te'elis over here. It's very saturated. It already rained over here. There's no Mile over here. So, what is there? Not Zerayah, not Chayush. Up here, the Chodoshani. That's one reason why I said Smutter. A second, so I get involved with. Let's say he was so big, there'll be a Te'elis. gets a lava weiter in a miskavin, segregation, suffering mitzias, subsegregational mice is more to the taz, Mishnah Brua, mice should not be a problem. I let's say you tell me, you know, Kmira to Elas, says the Chodeshani, but let's say there are no seeds there, and mice is not even for Harisha this ground over here. So again, it's not Zerah, not Harish, also not an Isra over here. Oh, well, let's say it is, that come along with the Simcha Bonim, says, we discussed Zerah, the Sukh of Sikresha Ali De Goy. The Mugavram is Sivkotin Yidal, Simon Shin Yidal Sivkotin Ei, says no Sikresha by Goy. Says, then tell Goy to go open up the Shlak. Won't be any problem over here. The Oid, come along with Numasorim, and they give you an Eitzah, and the Numasorim in America say, around the Sukh of a plastic. What happens? You open up, it falls in the plastic, then it rolls away. It still hits the ground. But then there's Enim Skaven, with a Psik Ratio, with a Gromo. So what is? Why is that Mutter, Psik Ratio with a Gromo? So the ways of Swam said over two ways. Either the Aloch is, we learned last month, end of last month, Simen Shilam Dalet, Sivcha Beis, the Aloch of Gromo is Be'etzem Mutter Me'atoyer Lo'isasek Kom Locho, Loch Osa Gromo Mutter. The Gromo Kof Kofa Beis. Come on, the Rabbi Yonel and his Machmer. Says Ramon is Machmer, except Mokm Hefzer, he's Mekel. Says the Paiskim Hefzer is Mekel. And also, Kosh came Mokm Mitzvah. So here you want to see in the Sukkah, a Gromo, Mokm Hefzer, the Mitzvah, and I says Mutter. That's one way why how the Paiskim say over why Gromo is Mutter. Another way of saying it over, how the Shmir Shabbos seems to say it over, is that we spoke out a Gromo with a Psik Ratio, Apidim Iri is Mutter also. So either it's Gromo as Mitzvah, or Gromo with a Psik Ratio. Why not the reason why it could be mutter? When you learn the sugya of Enim Eskavim, Sekresha, Baruch, a year ago, over there, Kemal Taisin, the Afkuf Gimel, and it begins down by the sugya of Adasim, to Ma'ayit, the berries. Kemal Taisin crosses Enim Eskavim, Sekresha, why is it mutter for? So Taisin's reason is why? Even though it's Lo Nichalei, we do not pass like the Oroch, should be Osir, but Mokim Mitzvah, so Taisin Ksubis is mutter. A lot of the Maisim, we should go and talk to Reishim involved by Adasim, begins down to Sekresha, Lo Nichalei, but Mokim Mitzvah is mutter. So this is a psik ratio. If you don't care about the grass around your kiyuza, it's loy ich beslei lo nichle is hainu hach, but mok mitzvah, the mice is mutter. Oh, so the ism of vucha is that traces by a drabon or deraisel. So even though the deraisel is a chlorayo. So a bonn yish lot, if you have a rayo not. Mice for all these reasons, the mice that the ilm is only mekel, especially for plastic around it, the ilm is mekel, build upon our sugar, is no baya, being mashk in the case of sugar of sukkah. But maybe we'll have to find Shina. We'll get to another question. So, number one, we discuss offer, that's Chayrish. We have second thing, the seeds, that's Zerayah. Now we have a case of Mayim, that's Zerayah and Chayrish. What's sun? That's the fourth thing. How are things growing? We need sun over here. Is sun part and parcel of the Melacha of causing things to grow? So, Pashas, yeah. Therefore, let's say a person has flowers in his house, and he wants to open up the tris. Connecting the flowers to help the flowers grow. Come on, let's form and say, it's a Zerayah. Come to help it grow. So the Rashim Kodashani, others, Bekavono, Vanitz, also. The Shail is, what about Shloy Bekavono? Numerous times you have a house, you have these flower pots, you have these things growing over here, and you want to open the tris because you want ear in the house. You want light in the house. You're not miskavin. Sivkim over here, so you're not being miskavin. Is this still going to be Osir, Kesavkal Soif, and Miskavim, the Sikh ratio is Osir? Let's say Yesh L'chalik. That means it is Nishma Shabbat, says, you open up your tris for ear in the house, light in the house, you want to Osir it. That's Mamash eating in the Gino. That's the Kosh Kain, this Mamash Kain of Sikh ratio wants to Osir it. Not totally Zor, because Mice, that's what's happening over here. Mice is form, it can want to be Mekel for numerous reasons. One they want to know is that the fact that the light hits it, most of us are not really. People who care about how much the light hitting it, it's like klal, won't make any difference to us. That's for people who take care of our garden and really want the light every single day to hit it. But I think most of us do not make a difference doing it. Not a kiyuzel, it's like klal, the get to over here, the sun hitting it. So further point out, and it's kavan, it's like klal. That's aleph. But they want taina, that's not the derech of making things grow, but opening up the tris. Says our tree, further, he wants taina that when you open it up, he says, really, Saskari, where is your plant? Is it mamish by the window or further back? If it's mamish there, it gets involved, is that bitkin and maya not? Further back, you want to say that's more like koyach shayi, the chaliget of gromo. Gromo and psik ratio, says the heart three, that's mutter, I'll pee the me'iri. Vadi says they only do the case at night, and then the sun comes the next day. That's the only mutter. It's the only case of Grumman, and not a case of Grumman, the Psychic of Adam should be mutter. It is, but it's still Bitkimayo. Not Bitkimayo, it's Grumman. It's still the correct later on. Fine, it's still Grumman. No, it's coming. No. I don't think so. The Meister, the Kamal, the Shagamayer, and the Chodoshoni, and the Chavadach, Chavkideski, Shemir Shabbos, Archa Shabbos, they all make all these different reasons over here. The Archa Shabbos, he says that even more to it. One Taino, similar to the concept of opening the door and causing the air conditioner to go on. So the Meister, you're not doing a pull at all to the air conditioner or to the heater, not doing a pull at all to the plant over here. It's still in a case of opening the door, and the opening of the tris is not Nikka Kiyuza, one has association to another. Kain the gate walking in the street. So he says, since it's not, the pool he's doing is not the thing itself, number one. Number two, it's not Nikki doing anything, it's not Nikhil Nikhshiva Samalachim. Kain the Rajbuk, Kain the Ravazan over here. That's like walking in the street and the cameras are hitting you, it's not associating one to another. It's like the reason why people have these inverted air conditioners, no problem with it. It's not Messiachat's accused of one to another. So for these reasons, the Ilma seems to not be worried about it. Avada certainly can argue the point, it's better open up your tris when the sun's not hitting it straight, and the sun will eventually get there, open at night, be much better over here. That's the reason why the swarm seems to be making over here. Because Vono, you'll have a problem. What? We didn't get to that Sif. Moving it to Sif Ches and Sif Yudalev. Now, Sif Dalev is discussing throwing seeds to chickens. The Baya over here is, when you throw seeds to chickens, if they don't eat it, it starts taking root, starts growing over here. I got me not from this cabin. If it happens, it's a gracious ulcer. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, if you throw the amount of seeds of chickens that will eat in a day or two, that means we know it takes at least 3 days to take root, or to sprout. Therefore, we know that the amount he threw will be eaten. There's no problem over here. Now, from this to go, they point out, coming to the Mishabu, and it says, Yisayid. They says, how much seeds can you throw a day, two, whatever you can do in one handful? But how would you throw more than one handful? That means you threw one handful is for Shabbos. You want to do a second handful for Sunday, it'll be all eaten up in 2 days. Then he says, you have a bayam to the sugar of Achano. You cannot be mechel from Shabbos to mechel. So they point out over here, two yisayid in the Hilchos Achano, a kul and a chumro. That means you throw one handful for Shabbos and Sunday, that lemais is mutter. I'm doing it for Sunday also, I should take half a handful. What's my hand to take a whole handful of seeds? So you see, when you do one act that's only one tircha, it's mutter. That means, let's say you have a sefer and a talis inside a bag. You want to take your talis home and you want to use a sefer. Take your talis home as a bayam sal sugi vachano. You want to use a sefer on Shabbos, no bayam vachano. You have to take it out, the talis, and leave it behind in shul. Don't take a sefer. Say, before Shalachan Sif Dal Mishbuah says, it's one act, one handful, same amount of tircha. Avadi can go take it, no problem. Says one time. Yeah, one time. Whatever, one bucket. Same they say, you have a case of soda, you only need four of them. Do them for much Shabbos. Take the whole thing, no problem. Same idea over here. A second thing we see over here, an Isser, is to throw a second time for Sunday, then the mice is also. So give a call. The question they point out, the person, let's say it's Friday night, he used the dishes, he wants to now use one dish for the next day. He has 10 dishes that he used. The halacha is, can you wash all the dishes? It says that Mishabu and Simon Shin Beis appeal the Tesefta, negate the beds, and Simon Shin Chav Gimel appeal the Rekech, negate to washing Kalim. You can wash all the Kalim. You can wash this one, I only need one. Wash this one and this one, each one, if it's the same min. Why could each one of Shach be used on Shabbos? I can use this plate, and this plate, and this plate. I can wash all 10 plates. I can use this bed, this bed, this bed. I can make all 10 beds. So I throw the seeds over here. They can eat these seeds and these seeds and these seeds and these seeds. Kimmel Mishmuel says the second time I came through it was for Sunday. Why? They can eat the ones I threw now. But the second ones I threw, they can also eat on Shabbos. Same in. That means if I want to use a, I have to wash my dishes for a plate, I can't wash forks. I can wash all plates. Whatever is necessary to get a plate. Whatever you plan to use, that type of plate. I can tell me I don't care which plate, I can use small plates and big plates. I cannot make wash big and small. If I want to use only big plates, well, big plates, I can go wash. In fact, in the Sefer, the Chorus steers the Halacha Nachono. If I can use one plate, I can wash 10 plates. If I can eat 10 seeds, I cannot throw 20 seeds. If it's a second time, what's the difference? I'm washing two times over here. So the answer it is a shalom l'achoinim, and be a big enough kamino. The way Max Eliyahu and Tshuva, he wants to answer that animals are different. He has two ways of saying it over. Either he says, can be'etzim feeding animals on Shabbos, be'etzim is usher. It's a tircho. You only be'etzim, it's a sugim, it's a nois, and a lecho. There's a great animal, you can't go feed it. Be'etzim is an isser. So when he fed it one time, it's enough. To go feed it a second time, you be'etzim, it's a sugim of tircho. They would also be'etzim, it's a sugim of achona. Now they can get it of tzarech Shabbos, then they can get a covered Shabbos. Now, Shaykin, washing dishes be'etzim is mutter. Making beds be'etzim is mutter. You have a bayah, it's not the covered Shabbos. Each one is the covered Shabbos. Maybe I use this one, maybe I use that one, I use this one. But I don't be'etzim has an issue without the side of achonah.
Or,
no, it's now what? Cause of this, it causes achonah. Or another way, he wants a taino by a person, he can pick this bed, this bed, this bed. Animals is not, and once he threw it, he's finished at least. Two ways of saying it over, not sure which one is the ik way of saying it over. But he says, mice, animals are different. The Rosh Shabbos way, he wants to answer. He wants to tell you that depends how you look at things. Are things separate entities? It's one unit. Each bed stands by itself. Each plate stands by itself. Each one by itself, I can use this bed, use this kli, this object. Each one is the covered Shabbos, not a chono. We want to tell you if I make an amount seeds. 1,000 seeds are not 1,000 seeds. It's one unit, it's a handful. It's a bucket full, it's a bag full, it's one thing over here. To do something beravchus a lot, that's a problem. That means the example comes out according to him. Let's say it's Shalosh Shulos, you want to make a big toast salad, egg salad, tuna fish. If you want to serve it on the table on Shabbos, but it's not a beravchus, that's the cover of Shabbos. But let's say you're making a lot to have left over for Lava Malko. According to the Archa Shabbos, a nice that'll be ulcer. Because that's be'etzim one thing over here. And you're making more and more and more, that'll be ulcer. To make a toast for much Shabbos, I can eat the side I can use for Shabbos. But since it's all one entity over here, he says to me, that's ulcer. Who are the Maxalio? We're not animals over here. Each one shach to Shabbos will be mutter. That means how to learn the sugya of Nafkamino. Can you make beravchus and not serve it by Shalom Shudas mitzan much Shabbos? Big Nafkamino. Sifrei is a sugya of growing in objects. That means the pasha is a sugya of oikadov megduloi, things grow on the ground. You disconnect a leaf, a branch, a flower. You have the issur of kaitzer. Let's say something grows on an object. Whether in the case of the Gemara of Abaya, mushrooms grow on a kli. Whether in the case of the Mechaba, he switches it to the case of grass or moss that grows on a kli. Whether the Mishmur brings down the case of the Gemara when you have these hops growing on these thorn bushes, and you want to disconnect it. All three of them, the Gemara says, the Pesach can say, even Issa Deraisa of disconnecting of Kreitzer. That means we see a side over here, that Kreitzer is not dafka in the character per se. The halacha of Kreitzer is anything that grows from, and even the Issa Deraisa of Kreitzer. You can't disconnect from the things where it grew from. We wrote to Nevensel, if so, let's say a person has a mold on the wall. What is mold? That means the idea of moss and grass is betzim is a plant. That's growing. Mold is betzim is bacteria and fungus. Is it also growing? Can you disconnect? You have mold in the wall, you wipe it off and clean it off. That's what Shabbos. So Nevensel says, that's nichol to get a kaitzer. It's growing there, taking it off. It's like you start clearing, you have mold on your cheese, mold on your bread. It's growing. Is that nichol to get this is over here? Take it off anyway by himself, but you can take off the other part. Let's say you do eat it. Interesting question. Once you extend the idea from moss to mold, what is the definition of mold? Again, that's where he is from Narensal. And he wrote back, it does have emotions. The Rabbi has emotions. It is tangible, it's sure tangible. Yes, it will be chatzitza by the case of Nida. Yeah, 100%. It has emotions. Okay.
Because you don't want the
ranch,
you don't want the
bowl. So you want to say the only luxury is you would
move for you?
I would say,
every onion and potato are growing.
Oh, so then the people in Chabur were discussing when you have these onions or these potatoes that have these things growing out of it. It's growing. So the green thing that grows, how can you cut it? Or Shemana Vlu, you know, anyone says you can't, when you have these potatoes in the house, onions come from the house, you see them like growing there. So potatoes not again only to Yontif. Is it Kleitan Yontif? If you get to onions, you have the green things growing out. So Loishu Manu Badis, what to why? I don't know, I'm not sure why, I'm not clear. Why is Nanakh again of Kaitzer? It's going one for another. It's Mamish the case before of most on the Kli. So what, this is better because it's on a vegetable. Why should it be any different over here? I don't know of Lumdus why. It's a Chachman didn't seem to help me out on this. What? It sounds like later on in the Shulchan Aruch the Bitzal should what? No, that's really, it's not alive, not growing. It's dead. But here, when you leave an onion around, after it starts growing the green. That's growing, right? It's alive. Okay, so see, it, even better. No, gosh, what? If the onion's alive, why do you like the onion? I love cut up because you kill it. Why? Avada, yes, but I'm not sure why. I don't have a good start for it. I can't hear, but could be.
Vine is growing on the side of the house.
Yeah, that's moss. I mean, yeah, that's right. Yeah, take it off. Now, it depends on where vines are growing from. They're growing from the house, or they're growing from the... No, they take... It's not growing from the house, not a problem. It's attached to it. No, that's something else. Now, what you see this, you said over here, the growing does not have to be in the case of the ground. It can be even on the object, on the kli. Now leads to the question, will it say the lochatz of Zayin, that we have a mission, that's tzadikai? The Mishnah there says, when a person wants to be toilish from osis nokov, a flower pot that has a hole to it, being unique in the ground, yichayev. Yes, says the Tanakamo, when it's elsev she'en nokov, has no hole to it, it's potter. Not even this in the Raisa. Tanakamo, Shimon argues. Now the Shalal is, what's the difference? Once we say that loch is very clear, the things that grow not in the ground, sel chayev, by the case of unclean. So why be osis she'en nokov? Why is it dinner? It's going to be potter there. As I think, the Gemara that comes down in the base. So the Gemara comes from the Aleph on top. Now, if Kamina is Hainu Rabisei, the Hainu Lav Rabisei. The case of the Moshe, this is Rabisei. The case of the Moshe is Rabisei. Mash Enke, in the case of the Otsu, Shein and Okov. That's what the Taz brings down. What does that mean? It says the Mishabu Amar Avram, the words of Rashi. Then it's Rabisei. Then it's, that's an Iker Gedulon. But it's not Rabisei, Ein Derech Zriya Shom. It's not the Derech. Rashi seems to say, that a suga shino klachayad is not a normal way of doing things. That means that be'etzem, since moss and mushrooms, that's a derech to grow either on boats and kelim over here, it's rabisei, derech, yichayim. Be'etzem, the idea of a flower pot that has no hole to it, to rip off the leaf, the reason why you potter, it is growing, 100% growing. Except it dichle get of shinoi. Shinoi, you know the loch is, klachayad. The loch is your potter on Shabbos. Potter loser, what's potter? Now, build upon this figure of Rabisa and Rabisa, come on, the Talmud says Yisoid and Shinoi. Very important, Yisoid, he points out from our signals of Zayin. In the Talmud, Psichon, Eiskimel, he starts off first that the Zalocha, the Mishnah, Kuf Gimel, it says you write with your left hand, everyone knows on Shabbos, you only even Isid Rabbanim. Let's say you write a get with your left hand, the Loch is, it's a good get. In fact, the Talmud, Maisa, why it's a good get? It was a Ksiva, not a Ksiva over here. So he brings down that the Chalkas Mechoykik, the Prichodosh, and Eben Ezra, Sim Kuchav Gimel Paskins, that the idea of Shinoi, Klachiyad, is Odinim Yuchud Melech Machshevitz. In Shabbos, we'll have a Heter of Shinoi, Mash Enken Kolotar Kulo will not have a Heter in Shinoi. Maisel will still be also here. With this decide, in fact, the Eglital, two questions. That the idea of Shinoi is only by the case of Shabbos. Number one, he says, Mechoykik, it's not true. You eat shloike darkoi, to shinoi, in a chayiv, kol tar kulo. Hano shloike darkoi, in a chayiv, kol tar kulo. So how the world can tell me there's no shinoi kol tar kulo? Second, he says, the case over here, by the flower pot. You take the leaf off, or the branch, take the flower out, of the flower pot, so on melech machsheves. You need to do your machshove here. There's a chasson of the pool that happened over here. What's the difference of taking the leaf off from the branch over here? What changed over here? Hazach Sam Lach Machshavis. So he comes along and says, his words are a burr, there are two types of shinois over here. There's something called a shina be'ech sanifol and shina be'ech sapoil. Meaning, one's the shina mitzad the gavro, one mitzad the chepso. Like yeshivish, gavro and chepso over here. That means you have something, sometimes, something the chsorn is the object itself, but the other she'in and okuf, what you're doing, you're planting, whether it has a nekev, you plant without a nekev the same way. When you rip off the leaf, whether it has nekev, don't have a nekev, there's no difference on the gavro. Where's the difference? It's on the chayfetz.
The object itself has the whole. The object is the difference over here. That means you did a pula at Sirogel. You yourself planted the same way. You did not cure the same way. But the chatzah is different. In the getin, other type, there's an eches mitzad, the shin in the poil. When you write with your left hand, if you train your hand, to write, it can come out the same way. I'm be'etzim a righty, I write with my left hand. Comes out just as good, I think. Lysa, you can train yourself, come out just as good. Where's the chilek? It's on the poil, it's on the gavra over here. It says Egrekal, you take something out, merushus, merushus, klachayad. The chavitz, where it goes out with your right hand or on your head, does not change the chavitz. The chavitz went out the same way. What changed? You, the gavra, how you took it out, with your right hand or on top of your head. That means that the shina is what? It's on the gavra. Once you understand that two shinas, one mitzvah the gavra, one mitzvah the chepto, he says, that dear mitzvah the chepto, that shaitan kol ha-toyer kulo. That sign negate to Shabbos, and kol ha-toyer kulo. The game mitzvah the gavra, the person, that's melech ma-shevis, that negate only to Shabbos. If you get small mitzvah the gavra, that's only get to Shabbos, but gets a good get, mash enki negate to the sugya of Shabbos, it'll come out, it won't be a good ksiv over here, only to drop on him. And so it comes out. Negate to Shabbos, where's the shinui? Both bad son. Because either you have kol ha-toyer kulo, Shabbos is part of kol ha-toyer kulo, and you also have the shinui inside the pile over here. Both on the side guy and side chapzo. Therefore, you go over to a light switch. You put on with the elbow on Shabbos. The light switch, whether you do it with the hand or the elbow, makes no difference. It goes on the same exact way. To shinui inside the gavro. Is that nechal negate of shinui? Come over the place, can point out. What goes with the egle tal? Whether it's on the gavro or the chetz on Shabbos, the vav nech neged of shinoi. But did you upon them? They say over that during in the Russian army, there was Yakov Nevsky was there and the staple there, and they had the augment holding a gun upside down. Is that nech neged of shinoi? It's on the gavro, now it's on the chetz. That was the question over here. So the vehicle is from come along, the malach like the egle tal. They're two different shinois, and they're coming mamash from Sugnius to Zayin. That a shinoi, Simon's had the gavet, Simon's had the chetz, and the gear to Shabbos, a vadnech the gear of shinoi, and therefore not even Isra, a bottle only case, not even Isra, right? So only case, drop bottle. Now, in the sugya of Nokov, any Nokov, what to define any Nokov will be a case of drop bottle? A case of Nokov will be a case of deraiso. It'll be obvious enough convenience. That means, first, one case, you have a flower pot. It has no holes. But what's the reason why it's not being gunned from the ground? It has no hole. But the leaves stick over the flower pot. So now, the leaves, nothing being mafsik, I can be gunned from the ground. When leaves stick over the flower pot, is that enough to get her? The seats, please. When the leaves stick over the flower pot, is that enough to get her of nekev? And if you're bayam, tell the sugi of the raiso. And the question is more common to get the sugya of Shemitah. When people have a bayam tzad Shemitah, their flower pots, when they put something underneath it, their glass thing, does the glass have to be underneath the pot? Or underneath the leaves also? Because do you say that when it has the leaves, is that being gunned from the ground? So there's a chayotim over here, earlier source of Gana Melech. He wants a title, just like the hole over there, who did the leaves? Like they tell the Marsham. Asad Sheni, come on the base and says, read the page on the page, no one's machalik. Not too sure, not the Paiskim. No one says any chilik over here. They say if it's Nokov, any Nokov. No one says at least sticking out over here. Meister of the Chanishas, he machna the Sugim Shemitah. Others want to argue. But comes out again, Nafkamino, how do you find is that Nichaligeda of having a neck of the leaves stick out? One Shiloh. A second thing the Chayotim discusses over here, let's say you fill up the flower pot all the way to the top, and then what's even with the flower pot? Is that Nichaligeda, the idea of a neck of over here? Just like a nekev could be either on the bottom or on the side. Maybe fill to the top, maybe it'll also nichel and get it being even over here. He wants to be machmer, other than the fakvik. A third question, what finds nichel and get it of mechubla karko? If we have this flower pot, now just to be clear, there's a flower pot and the flower inside a vase. Two different sugyas, we're discussing right now only a flower pot, that's a ches. Sugya vase, if you'd alf, we'll best leave till Sunday. We have this flower pot over here. A third question over here is, in the pot, what's it made out of? Everyone knows what a flower pot is. You have a pot over there, you have dirt inside, you have flowers going out, or tomatoes, whatever's going out. This pot over here, this container, can be made of different materials. It can be made of cheres, pottery, it can be made of eights, wood, it can be made of stone, it can be made of glass, it can be made, what is it made of? So come the Bialacho, and it brings down the machlik among the Rishonim and the Sharatzim, that what is Alacho that's made of Cheres and Eitz? First these two, pottery and wood. What's Alacho? So says the Bialacho, there are three different shittos among the Rishonim. He says, those who want to know that a Cheres with no holes, as if it has a hole to it. Why? Because what is Cheres? Pottery is ground. So it's offer with offer. Therefore, even if it has no hole, has a get up and get a hole over there. And therefore, if you be oikah from that, it's a klitza deraisa. Mashek it eats not the way. One malach. A second malach of the Mishbuah, fakert. Then what eats has no holes to it, has a get up and deraisa. Because everyone knows wood has lachluchas to it. Mashek in a case of cheres. A third sheet it brings down, it eats even with the nekev, and if it does not have a nekev. These are one malach in Rashi, two malach in Taisus. Three different malach among the Rishonim. L'alocho, says the Bialocho in the Shai Tzion. The fact that Mechaben Tzirches says not to move a flower pot up and down, bein be'eitz, bein be'cheres, mechoyt is shayif in Rashi, shayif in Taisus, even though it has a case of no holes, has to get a bit, as if it has a case of a hole. You have to be machmir over here. Therefore, it's time to get to Shemitah and to get to Shabbos, be the same Malacha, that even though we have no hole to the pot, a case of Cheres, in the case of Eitz, has to get it as if it has a hole. Take it now, fourth case over here, declare what finds a hole, not a hole. What's Mechub Lekarka, what's not. We know why a flower pot made of stone, Maisa, that is certainly as if nothing to get it of no holes, no problem. Stone. That means Eitz is Machloikis, Cheres Machloikis, stone is not a problem. What about our balatas? Look at the floor right now. These balatas, is that stone? That means you have a flower pot right over here, on the stone over here, and you want to pick it up on Shabbos. Is that going to be also a mortar? The get to Shemitah, is it being gunning from the ground or not? Was no sheikhs to the ground. So Rav Ozer writes in Shuvah, the Chalik Vav, the Chalik Zayin, that B'didi Havi Ovda, me and the Chalnesh, we had a vikuach about this question. He's telling these things are stone. And they were not yearning from the ground. I just want to argue, say no, that these balatas have a mixture of other materials inside. And therefore it's not nichel in the category of stone, has the chumrah of cheres, the chumrah of eitz, and they were ke'ilah being yearning from the ground. It wasn't right to tshuva. After a while, he had to, some odd reason, he picked up his flower pot, he had to remove his towels from his floor, say, oh, because something happened to the pipes in the floor. He picked it up, and he saw that the place where the hole to his flower pot was, connected that on the balatas, there was also a hole in the upper layer of the tiles over here. A sewer, chlor, that's been yoinik through. The Chanish is right. And he writes, in the Chanish is right. Even though the Rekorach and Ogdi is incorrect, Mice said our stone floors had a getter not being stone, a getter being eitz over here, a getter being case of cheres over here. Different again to Shemitah. People know in their houses when they have flower pots, they put something else underneath. They put glass underneath. They put matechas underneath. Now, this story brought down the Chodeshani, the Rosh Shabbos. Simcha Bonham says, I see Motsi Dov Pel over here. Doesn't want to tie that Torah Lava Shemayimi. Fine. But nice of the oldest one, Be'ikar Choshish, the way the Chodeshani says over the Rosh Shabbos, the Choshish Lechumro. That means don't take a Lekul over here. But the whole part has been chosh over here, the chumr over here, that's again being gunned for the karka, our balatas are not nichel in the hector of stone. A fifth question. If marble is real stone, it's real stone. A fifth question is cost, well, plastic. I mean, people want for plastic, it's much easier for plastic underneath the flower pot than get it to give Shemitah. Also, not that simple, Biyashu said, they didn't have mana chazal, it's not burr, you have to be machmer. The Roshoni Nishma Shabbos says, we know it's not porous, nothing goes through it. But I say, won't be Michael. His Ketshuva is over here, it's marked this question. There's Abraham Knievsky, he's been sobbing about it. Also, does it have the category being as if there's a nekiv there? A shalom of deraiso? Or is it in a nekiv? So you give it to bottom. A sixth point over here, even when you have a nekiv, how big is the nekiv? Mishmur says, even less than the Shir Gezayas. So what is that? How much? So Blash says, till a millimeter. Dan Fisher says, till a centimeter. Fine, our flower pots that have millimeters. You have a Bayam test, so give them that come over here. What? Well, Sharish Cotton, how much is that? Right, very good. The size. I understood that way.
Millimeters.
Not right. Exactly. And he calls that's no. He said even less. Which means even less. How much less? So I'll be asking because I have questions. Anything from a millimeter and above, they're going to get a nekiv over here. Now, a couple over here that we have all these kolam we have to define, which leads now to the lochan tziv ches, which Mechaber is being now for the Gemara and Shabbat after Alpha and Beis. The Gemara says, basically, a person has a flower pot, a smuruch upon the karko, and you want to pick it up and put it on top of the asedis. The loch is the chayim shu the sukkah of Pailush. If a keret is put upon the asedis, you want to put it down upon the ground, the chayim shu the sukkah of Natiya. That means that side to pick it up and put it down, you're even the Isser of either of Zeraya and Kleitz over here. That means that's one shaila. You have to realize in every time moving a flower pot, you have two questions. One mitzad the planting aspect, one mitzad the muksa aspect. Two different things over here. Sending the get of a vase, which we get to the Sifid Aleph, we'll also have to discuss two aspects. One mitzad being alive, Zeraya and Kleitz, and one mitzad the sugya of muksa. So first discuss that over here, mitzad the sugya of Zeraya and Kharish. That means discussing over here, you have this flower pot that has a hole to it. Can a person go move it? Pick it up and put it down. Up and down, has a hole to it. So you come along the Gemara says the mice is also. You cannot pick it up and put it down. It affects the Yeniko. Now the word of the Gemara is Chayiv. Chayiv. Come along the Mishabur and he says that they read Rashi and Tosfos in the Sugya and they say, Labdakam, Abad's only Dindra Abadon. Why Dindra Abadon? Because it did not stop the Yeniko. It affected the Yeniko, but not stop the Yeniko. So come they point out, the Pili Rambam, it sounds like it's Deraiso. However, the Mishmur, the Mogar Rambam said they passed into Dindir Abonim. That means to move a flower pot, pick it up and put it down, we are passing when it has a neck of it, you're even Isser, you're Abonim. Says the Mechaber, whether it's of Cheris or Eitz. That means even though it has no holes to it, still you're even Isser. They point out, but let's say you're dragging it on the floor, put much to the side. Instead of picking up and putting it down, but dragging it on the floor, being gurnik from the ground, said to Yodav, said the Chodeshon, he doesn't change anything. My sense is mutter. So with that one clears, you have a flower pot that's high up, can you walk underneath it? Masik. It's high up, you're in between. So there is a question of Chodeshon, Mechab Kineski, or Choshabas, others in one Taino. We don't see any way to answer it, and Betzim can be yonik this way, yonik that way, you have different ways of being yonik. You Betzim are not affecting it, only the Chazal asked when you pick it up and put it down. You're not touching the thing itself. You want to go underneath it. That's not nichel the issa over here. Well, let's say a flower pot fell down. You want to pick it up. It's time to pick it up. That's moving it. And want to put it off the back inside. But you can say about that's also. That's about a problem over here. So first, to move a flower pot with the hole, or with no hole, eats or cheres, imagine that's also in Shabbos. It didn't drop on them. But let's say it has no hole. And the case of the flower pot's made of schuchas. It's made of metal. It's made of real stone. It's made of a case of, some say, plastic. And let's say you say no leaves are sticking out. The leaves are mamash only inside. So now it's not being yonik to the ground at all. No baya of netiya, no baya of pelush over here. Can you pick it up and put it down? Good question, right? Great question. So, come on the shaitzian. And bringing up prima godim, but it's a sugya muksa. We have nothing to get to worry about. Is it muksa? So the shaitzian. The prim godim of fakir ktsas mitzad the sugya muksa. Doesn't explain. What's the problem? You look up the prima godim. He says, it sounds like he's saying two reasons. Number one, it has no shimush. It's like a rock. And number two, he says, let's go back to the Taz, back in Sif Aleph. Then he says, by the case of Yerukas, who are sovereign, the look is Osh L'shamish. So here, what? You want to move it? Get lean on it, can move it. And by him, it's a sugya Osh L'shamish. Even Lemaisa, he wants that. Sounds like he's a tzad to Aser, it's not clear. Lemaisa, what are you going to do? Can you move a flower pot that has the klolim that not nothing getting yonik from the karko? I mean, you have to define what the klolim are. But let's say it has all the klolim, can you move it or not? Shartina says, not clear. Lemaisa, it's very so, wants to be machmim and cheshabis. The Isim Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Zalman says, he doesn't stand as far as the prima godim. Why? He's saying over here, it has no shimush. It's noy. Looks very nice. Why do you have flower pots in our house, today's day and age? No one's doing it to grow things. It looks nice. Why are we waste money on pictures, waste money on plants? Why it looks nice over here? All the covered Shabbos. Why one or the other? So, if you have a rock, they got from some fancy place, they put a table, no, yimyachid, at loylam. That ma'isa is not muxlam. So he doesn't send it from his album, it's not necessarily clear where to ask her, but still he says, oh, sir. Still he asks it. He says, don't move it. Put down the Shalmi Yehuda. Tilted to the Shabbos, Luach HaMuxta, Piskei Tshuvas. No idea what's from, ma'isa coming to ask it. Asad HaShani, the ma'isa Rekeach, until David, and Peri Shabbos, Arlesin, and Vozach, and Shandish, and Shabbos, Simchobon, ma'isa they coming to matter it. Or the Shabbos, it's 9 verse 9. I think that's pretty a shockle. We have a nice one, I say, came along to Aser, no one came along to matter, and the Maisa, the Shaitzi is not clear about. But Fakrik, now, who has swore to Aser, again, either can say no Shimush, you can argue the point it has Shimush. Mitzad is to give the Taz, you have to know already. If it's less than 3 Tvachim, even the Taz will matter it. If it's more than 3 Tvachim, well, the thing that's growing inside is Kosher Ke'etz, usually. Kosher Ke'etz, even the Mishmulim Maisa asks it. I can tell me still the noi. So what? Shimush is, you can't lean upon it. Again, Mishmur says, don't not be Elon. As Sovim, as not true, as Sovim, said Taz also. Ye Rokis, said Taz also. Again, he's sending you to the Taz, says as Sovim, ye Rokis. There's no Esavim, the Vinikum here. Ulai, that's Shell, that's Pringum sends you to. You want to argue, he's turning back that the whole idea by Elon is the Raisa, he's not the Raisa. That's the Shiloh there. Come on, they asked Ramosha Meister asked it. So I went over to Badner when he asked Ramosha's question, but Badner's an English safer on Muksa. I asked Meister, why did Ramosha ask it for? So he said, very simple, not because Be'etzim holds us, sir, but writing a safer in English over here, and start giving clone exactly, Benzad Nekiv, and no Nekiv, if it's AIDS or Cheres for his metal, is it against the sun, not against the sun over here. The leaves sticking out, leaves not sticking out. You have to go through different pages, different columns. Start reading in English. You start reading first words. Who is two pages over here? You have to stand English over here. But Americans, people don't know the difference over here. We have to ask it. Otherwise, the clone are too hard over here. That's what he said to ask it. Now, I don't know if you knew that after the Kambay, Mukubal, the safer, Ke'enu Isa Banner, he compared it to the case, the Yetan Suga of a Shabbos lamp. The simple bottom brings down that Moshe moved this lamp on Shabbos. Why move a lamp on Shabbos? He said, I don't know. I assume Moshe move it. Rabbanu says, I assume Moshe. Moshe says, do not move a lamp on Shabbos. So I assume Rabbanu. So Rabbanu says, I'll tell you what happened. I told him I'm writing a safe in English. He said, people will not know the difference between a fire and a case of a lamp. Balabashtish, make it gazero. But I assume, let's say me. He says, you with a hand jack, whatever you were told him to move it, no problem. We didn't know my sister's water. People don't know the difference. Maisa, you see this form when it's discussed moving a flower upon Shabbos to Simcha Bonim. There's like 2 pages in the Hebrew and the English trying to give you the klolim. And even that can argue exactly this klolim they gave over there. Of course, it's not that simple when to go move it. So Maisa, noch if he's a warrant to ask her never to move a plant. Not because the Sugya Muks of the Shayat Seen, but noch a reason. Because people who do not know that maybe leaves taking out is more of a problem. They do not know that the difference between the case of Cheres versus the case over here of Ateches. They don't know. A few years ago, someone came over to me, Shabbos, and says, I'm going to have a Simcha Friday night in my house with plants there, putting on a tray over there, and then next morning I have to move it. Aloha Maisa, don't know what you saw, you always tell them what your sheet is over here, from this way, that way, get a Paskin now. Get the email, get a Paskin. Now, what are you going to do to Maisa? So, since it was on a tray, I told them very simple. Maisa was on a metal tray, it was very nice, beautiful setup over there. They said, put something else that looks very nice, so that's also very kosher. Nice design, that's a boss Isla Heter. And there's a bayam tzad sugil mukso. That's shayt zim prim gadum. Why should that move it? I mean, isn't machlokes a shokol liyeshem in lismach both ways? A machmer tov lebracha mekilim yeshem in lismach. But my son, it's a shalom on the bicycle. What do you go do? So therefore, the best thing is always around the question. And put something you never had to do. It's more choshim, and then go move it on Shabbos. Siftas is the sugil of Sinor, Sh'ol Boy Kaskashim, a student in Ksubas and Dav Samoch. Then Nochem Ishkalio, he had this pipe over here that he got on the roof of this gutter that got filled up with his different grass and leaves inside and got stuffed up. Now he wanted to unstuff the pipe over here. So Kamal Gimoran says, you have to go do 3 things to matter it. Number one, he says, if you do it with your foot, Mochem Ragloi, the way the Mishmur explains, you have to push it down. Otherwise, quotes him, Iri and push him, Lahina, Lahina, Maisat Ulcer. Number 2, he says, a case doing Betzina B'Shabbos. And number 3, B'mokhim B'Seidu L'Gosu. Now, if you have all 3, you do a B'Shinoi. Endu betzino. So the Torah says, why betzino? I the lochet im mechedech adorim. The bayam talsugim maris ayin. It says the klal is only by deraisas his klach ayat. Since it's not a case of deraisa, chedech adom maris is mutter. By deraisa, chedech adom is osir. Mashenge case of drabonot. Therefore, aloch in your day is simpe zayin. We know the sugim maris ayin. All the paskim paskim over there. Or mush to the side. They pass the loch is by chedech adom. The maris is mutter by case of abon, not by deraisas. So number one, you have a case of shinoi, of a case of betzino, where the makom say to lo gozer. That's the gemara. Aloha, the gemara goes down by the riff, by the rosh, by the rashba, and the mechaber of test says this klal over here. Now there is a question: when you have this pipe that's being stuffed up on this god over here and you undo it, are we discussing a melacha drabbanu or melacha deraisa? Hashes and tosis numus yeshanim makulnya deraisa, and I day shina makes a case drabbanu. And therefore, those who are very clear this way, like Taishas, Neishua, Kiladovin, Taishas Shabbos, in the case of the rice over here. Instead of Shani, read the Prim Godm over here, he calls it Drabbanim. The Rachashum calls it Issa Drabbanim over here. The Kabachim calls it Issa Drabbanim. See, my colleagues, Drabbanim or the rice. On the Issa over here, instead of Shri Shabbos, because it's a single abundant Saiser. And what the Issa is, what level Drabbanim the rice is, Mabucho. On the sound of the rice, it's very hard to understand why the Gemara is being mapped over here. Hash the machine is mutter. On the Tzadis Drabbanu over here, it's more Jesus, it's Shvus, it's Shvus. Maisa, the Chonim say, Avadu cannot compare it to other cases. It had to be Yuchat over here, and not in other cases. And let's say a person cannot do it, Mitzino, has to be Dombu Rabim, do you have a Heter? There'll be a Lochah, Bigzana, Machloikis over here. Then the Beis Shem says, Apili Ran, Maisa, it's Mutter. Eli Rab is Masubing about it. Maisa, be a Lochah says, clear from place another way. The Lochah is clear, the Lochah, Dafka, Mitzino, Vesil, Maisa, it's also. Let's add kind of the Sugi, what it says on the page. Now let's make it practical. You have a shirutim in your house and it gets stuffed up. You have a sink in the house, it gets stuffed up. You want to unstuff it on Shabbos. Is that the same sugyo and need the same klalim over here? You have a plunger, you want to undo the toilet, you want to use the toilet. It gets stuffed up, can you undo it on Shabbos? So, they point out, if the situation over here, that's said so the price can cover the brias. In the case over here of Betzino, you have all three. Maisel will be motor. That's Vana Shiloh. The problem is, first, I'm not sure how to do a Betzinoi. I mean, I'm not taking my foot and doing it there. Maybe I'll take someone else's foot and do it there. Lay there with you. Not clear how to do a Betzinoi. Betzino is very simple. And also, you have two bathrooms over here. Because I'm waiting for one. The Heter over here of Hefzid. You have two bathrooms in the house. You have a neighbor, Heter of Hefzid. Maybe it's called a Brias. Now, you have to know when you don't have the Klolim over here. Is there an Issa without the klolim? I mean, you have the klolim, it'll be mutter. But we don't have these three klolim, it'll be osir or not. To dine fish as a truman, the chelches, and mitzad is osir. So the Yezla Maisha asked it, Lashi Klani had a couple of trumans he wants to ask her. Abniyashiv, the Yabiyah Oimim, Chodeshani, Rishai Devlitsky, it's for Shabbos, or Orbach, Lavkarf, they come only one ask her. Very simple. Mam Shasuk, you'll be here. So you get stuffed up, you want to undo it. You have Baya, either the Abom, the right, mitzad Malokov, Bainu Isaiser. I said without the klolim, very clear, without the klolim is water. I said the sheni, come with a swarm, and they have four stark katinas white to matter it. First, come with a motion true and says, if in a place in your house is much to have it, some people have a plunger right by the toilet. I've been through years I lived in, that's game kainu, every week you do it, that's what you do, right? You see, that's how you use it over here. If it's common in a motion, it's not called tick, it's called shimush. Right? We know somehow it could overflow over here, do sponge over here, and look, say it over here. But there are certain places, you see it, are you shocked, surprised, something broke? No, that's what happens. I mean, other dealers, you know, especially in America, it shouldn't happen that way. But certain places, if you expect it to happen, so Moshe, if it's Motsoi, no, sir. Not Motsoi, he said, you'll have a problem. You have one sword to matter in certain places where it's Motsoi. One idea. A second sword, come up from Shom and says, let's analyze it. You have a wine bottle. And you put the cork inside. Can you take the cork out? Yes. Lachan Simich Yudalit. Everyone does that. Let's say the wine bottle is in the ground. You put a cork inside. Can you take it out? Yeah. What? It has a basic chizah. Okay, let's say it has a basic chizah. Make it simple. I don't know if it has to. If it's made to go in and out, I'm not sure it has to be. Nothing is true. But let's say.
If it's buried in the ground?
But not, no, it's sticking out. Yeah, no problem. What's the chilul between a case? What's hayna avada? Anything that's clear? Your bathroom, the clear pipes. Everyone sees a pipe. Your sink has pipes. One time, by the case of the gutter, in the Gemara's cases, we got stuffed up with leaves and twigs and garbage over there. It's kind of less. It's gone. No one sees it anymore. And you have to now create the pipe to be there. When you have a cork inside your wine bottle, it's not losing shame Pesach. When your toilet is stuffed up, oh, no more Pesach anymore. You gotta make a new Pesach. Everyone knows there's a Pesach there. Something's blocking it. You're taking away the Menea. You're taking away the cork over here. Taking away the Menea is not necessarily get of creating something. There's a clear Pesach over here that something is blocking it. You're allowed to take the cork out. She allowed to unstuff it. The Gemara's case, it must be, says, we'll lose the shame Pesach over here. Once no one sees it, no one sees, oh, the pipe's gone, come on, the lesson, dummy. What? Could be economy. If it's not losing its tour, it could be a remoter. That's not the same pattern. That's Gezeres over here. That's because it's a good Gezeres.
What do you say in the Gemara?
He says, that's his story. That's his das of Shlomo Mazal. There's a couple of shuvas about it. A third story of Wati Mekel. Chaim Gilevsky, when he asked him, he says something that is simply done very easily, when something gets stuffed off, you take the plunger, 1, 2, 3, take it out, that's broken. What should we do? Let's get something done. That's not broken. That's called a Menea. They take away the Menea over here. That's something broken. No, it must be very hard. Jump up and down. Mama should have to do something very chazik to it. Something easily to be done. But doesn't be done very hard. One time, that's not losing Shem Pesach. A fourth reason, a motion of others being down, that's what's usually happening in your toilet, is that what happens? It's going down slowly, mat ma'at, right? It gets filled up, the tongue might overflow, but it goes down. The Pesach is there. You want to go down quicker, better, you don't appreciate flowing to the top over here. It's blocking certain things over here. But that's the Pesach is there. So that motion, that's not being masak the Pesach. Pesach the mice is there. So we have these four swars, targets for the mice of Wati Mekel. Now it's interesting, this is one of the sugyas that the Gedolim actually wrote to each other and they spoke to each other about it. That means Rashi Klein writes in Shuvah, they went to Shlomo Zalman and met him in Exel, and we met, we discussed the sugya. Shlomo Zalman explained to him the mice and smutter, and I greeted him with mice and smutter. Afterwards, Rashi Klein wrote back to Shlomo Zalman and says, Baruch Shem is Mekayim Chazal saying the Gemara Gittin, I made a mistake. And if I'm chayza, vad is also. I'm writing to you, Shlomo Zalman, to be chayza over here. Shlomo Zalman wrote back to him. No, mice is still mutter. Nashe Klein wrote back to him. His mice is still should be also. The Betzina, then he wrote to Nashe Klein and says, Chol machma in el toyer b'dava poshet. Loim motzi yodav v'ragl v'beis medrash. Nashe, is anyone who just asks this? Your hands and feet are not a beis medrash. Nashe Klein wrote back, you're the one making the mistake over here. One, Devatini wrote back to him, it's Baruch Hashemus from Maisa's Mutter. Nashe Klein wrote back, still Maisa be a Chashash to the Reis over here. You'll be Omer, quotes the different Maram Kremis over here. And the Maisa, at the end of the day, wants to be Machmer, it's Liezer quotes all these give and take over here, wants to answer it. That's what Mikan Lekan. If you want to simplify one, has a couple of pages in English and Hebrew about this thing, three pages. Rabiat has four pages about this thing, back and forth about this Sugyo. Big Mavuch among the Achorim, how to apply this sugya and siftes to get to our 12,000 things. The Mekilim are very stark, the Machmim are very stark. So we do have two sides of very stark. They're Mamashay, right to each other, but the Kivas Gadol. Each one is Baruch Hashemesh. Baruch Hashemesh what? Not clear. Baruch Hashemesh. Shalom Adereisa. Bechur could be a Shalom Adereisa. Agam is not that simple, according to Prima Godim. It's not a Shalom Adereisa. According to Aglit Archa Shulchan, Shalom Adereisa. So you have a Shalom Adereisa, a Shalom, which way is Baruch Hashemesh over here? So what are you going to do? So, if Simcha Bonim and Ribiak, they end off both of them the same way, Avala Chili Machmer. However, we stuck. You have no bathroom. Welcome to the Evid. Avala, you want to be Samachon. Now, if you could do the case of Bishinoi, if you figure out a way of going to go do it, with Sino, welcome to the Bias, Avala, it's the best thing to go do. But otherwise, they say, if you can't do Adi Nochri, that would be certainly better. If you can do Nochri, there's what to be Samachon. Yeah. What do we say? The Maaseh do point out who's the Rosh Hamakilim. Everyone calls him Shlomo Zalman, Rosh Hamakilim. In Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoi, he writes over there. Gam Shlomo Zalman writes Tshuvas in the Shloimo and Chalapeis a couple of times. Why Maaseh Smuter? Maaseh Shlomo Zalman told him Maaseh Snapor, and therefore Maaseh to be Machmal less of a Shasat Chak from Mokum Tzara Kodel. I mean, even the Rosh HaMakil here is the other side over here to argue the point over here. And therefore, Gamma Chubi left it to Maisa's mutter. So he wrote a Licha Shleimel, the Maisa, Shmir Shabbos says one way, and the Shleimel and Shuma said the Vada's mutter. Licha Shleimel said, Yabba Shleimel Zabbat, and they Maisa said, Vichoshish, Shal, and they, Leshem Shach, Chak, Mitzar, God, all over here. Now, on the tzad to be Mekel, can use a plunger or a snake. What's the word to Mechalik? Kamal Nasha Klein, he says, fine, Bishlami, you do it however you want to open up, putting something inside. But you use a Kli over here? That's worse. The Yashua wants to ask her. The Mishnah wrote back, no, in that posture, borrow Maisa's mutter. What's the mutter? A tzad's mutter. What's the chilek? Use a case of a plunger or a snake? Again, they get this, they want to argue. And therefore, said Menashe Klein, that Maisa doesn't want to make up, but use a snake. The Mishnah says, mutter, Vada's mutter. No, there's no chilek over here. So they argue, even when you're allowed to, how to go do it, is not machlekes in another sugya, is a snake or plunger make things worse? They do. Maybe take a stick and push it down. With a stick. That's fine, call makapot. Any machlekes with that, it's more. Same thing. Bind the makapot, same thing. Now, they do discuss maybe another option. People want to put a drain cleaner inside. Called Drano. Drano Maisa burns it out. So even those who are Mekel, come on, Ravibiat, without Kashi Shvi, they want Taina burning it on Shabbos? Burns it out? A lot of that's also. I can burn things on Shabbos. Says Yabiyah and Yalki Yosef, burning? Who's burning anything? What's being burnt over here? What's Issa? What Issa do you have over here? Like Rav Shapiro is saying, what's the issue over here? So, Borka Shemis, something. Maisa, the Urcha Shabbos, he brings down the question, can you use this liquid over here? He said, L'chor Petabon, the 2 days. Those are asshole. Those are matter. He said, unless, he said, the Shuman inside, you pour the liquid inside, then what time you buy him, tell us you can mull it. Because it turns the Shuman into liquid. You buy him, tell us you can mull it over here. So fine. What? It depends where it is. Depends where it's being stuck. Where it's stuck. Now, so the Maisa comes out again. What do you practically fix the toilet? Fine, or the sink. Otherwise, the Chachila, the Sfarim say to you, Machmer, Makam Zar Kodal, the Shulli Yeshem, the Lismech, the Lahokal, the Shtak, the Sfarim, the Mekal, 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 the